our next question might be a good one for a discussion. I'm going to start with Elaine on it, and then Dr. Loving, feel free to join in. This is from Melanie in Pennsylvania, and we also have Diane in New York, and they're both asking about when horses should be closed up in the barn. Melanie says that she wants to know at what temperatures we should close barns and lock our horses up. She said the bedding is dusty and the indoor ring is dusty, but the people are cold. She says she wonders about fresh air for the horses. Obviously, keeping the water buckets from freezing is a concern, and closing the doors might be able to keep those from freezing. Do you have some guidelines about when a barn should be closed up or when we should leave the doors open and let the air circulate? Diane's question is it okay for the boarding facility where she keeps her 24-year-old quarter horse to leave one of the 10-foot sliding doors open during the night over the winter months? So we kind of have two opposing questions. Should our horses be locked up, or should the doors be open? So Elaine, let's start with you on that.
Well, ventilation is probably one of the most important things, I think, for designing a horse facility and in managing horses in stalls and in barns, because their respiratory system is kind of their Achilles heel, and they're designed by nature for living in dry, open areas with fresh air that's clean. You know, like in areas like where I live in southwestern Idaho or Nevada. So the issue for them is the dampness and the mold and the dust, like from bedding, like she was talking about, or dust from the indoor ring, like what arena that Melanie was talking about. And good ventilation is definitely going to be needed in those kinds of situations. I would say that they should have as much open air as possible. My horses have paddocks that they have access to off of their barn, but they have 24/7 access between the paddocks and into their stalls in the barn. I do have a big door on the front of my barn, like a garage door, and frankly, I'm only closing that for my convenience, really. It's to keep everything from inside from blowing around and keep the rain and the snow from blowing in. But the doors to their paddocks are open all the time. And I have always advocated like run-in sheds or any kind of shelter like that where a horse can have really good ventilation.
And Dr. Loving, what are your thoughts?
I have a lot to say on this. To start, I just want to say that when you lock these guys up in a warm barn and then you take them out into the cold air, that temperature extreme is very tough on them, and I don't think it's good for their health at all. The ventilation, as Elaine said, is essential. I think the only reason to bring a horse inside is if there's icy conditions, which are a threat to their being able to stay on their feet. That would be the only reason I would confine a horse to a facility. And also, if you think about them, if you've ever watched horses in bad weather and they have a shelter available to them, how many have you ever seen go in the shelter? The only time I've seen them use a shelter is for hail and maybe some very severe wind that we get around here. So those are some points. And also, just thinking about the barn environment, it affects people too, but between the dust and the air droplets that contain microorganisms, and the endotoxin, as I mentioned, the manure has bacteria in it, and one of the bacteria that it has is gram-negative bacteria, and their cell wall is called endotoxin, and that circulates in the atmosphere, and it affects people and horses. So whenever possible, I would say get your horse outside, leave them outside as best as possible. I like what Elaine does, is they can come in if they want or stay out if they want. And you can have your waterers inside where they can come get that and it would stay unfrozen.
So, Dr. Loving, I keep my horses at home outdoors. They have loafing sheds, three-sided loafing sheds that are weather breaks for them. They never are locked inside. And I have people who ask me about that because I do feel like horses should go inside and be protected from the weather. So in your opinion, are my horses okay being out even when it's 14 below zero?
I think they're better out in every circumstance. I cannot think of any circumstance to bring a horse in unless, as I said, there's ice. I've seen enough accidents on ice and heard enough about horrific accidents in Virginia where they get terrible ice storms. That would be a time to bring them into a flat level area, at least in a paddock that's fairly ice free, and or put them into a barn.